Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The award-winning cafe's entire menu is available for takeaway and delivery. Check out their Facebook page for menu and contact details.
We have new music from Justin Bieber. Hold On is the latest single from his upcoming album Justice. And the music video takes us on an action-packed motorcycle ride as Bieber tries to evade the cops after robbing a bank to pay for his sick girlfriend's hospital bills.
I need you to hold on. Heaven is a place not to
We've also got the new single from Bruno Mars' latest collaboration with Anderson .Paak and their band Sonic Silks. It's called Leave the Door Open. So like that, don't you?
Oh, that's way more my jam than Bieber. Totally. The Grammy Awards are fast approaching and the musical lineup just announced looks sensational. We're talking Taylor Swift, BTS, Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Megan Thee Stallion, Harry Styles, Doja Cat, John Mayer, yes, Chris Martin, Post Malone, and many more. They'll all be performing virtually on March 14.
Beyonce, a 24-time Grammy winner, leads this year's nominations with 9, including 2 Record of the Year nods for Black Parade and her Savage remix with Megan Thee Stallion. Although Taylor Swift is expected to take out the Grammy for Record of the Year for her album, Folklore.
I don't think Kanye's invited this year, so he won't be jumping up to interrupt her award winnings. But there is the controversy surrounding this year's Grammys. Super Bowl halftime show headline of the weekend curiously shut out of all nominations, causing massive backlash and raising questions about the Grammys' voting transparency, even though he arguably has the best song of the year with Blinding Lights, am I right?
That's a huge oversight.
That is so bad. The 63rd Annual Grammy Awards airs on March 14.
Samantha Armytage has announced she's quitting Channel 7's Sunrise. Armytage broke down in tears as she dropped the bombshell on air just this morning.
The time has come for the sun to set on my time at Sunrise. I've always been very brave and fearless in my life and my career, and this decision is no different. As many of you know, the last 6 months of my personal life have been very bittersweet. Some bits have been very happy and some bits have been very, very sad. And I want to step out of this public world for a while and take some time and calm things down. Enjoy a bit of slow living and spend some time with my precious family and my husband and Banjo.
Is Banjo her son?
Dog.
Right. And celeb friends of Meghan Markle have leapt to her defence over bullying investigations which are currently underway at Buckingham Palace. Her Suits co-star Patrick J. Adams posted a heartfelt post praising his friend's strong, kind character and slamming the archaic monarchy for being bullies themselves, especially whilst Meghan is pregnant with another royal member. Of course, tonight, the Oprah with Harry and Meghan special airs at 7:30 on Channel 10.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.